I think it's pathetic. Every single day is the same. I think I'm running out of ideas. My biggest fear is ending up like all the others that have preceded me. It's a rare thing, showing my vulnerability like this, but being transparent is a big deal for me. I'm not a liar. I never was. I will always be honest with my listeners. I'm running toward the wall of a creative block pretty fast, and I've mentioned this a few times already, so this isn't new. Or maybe I'm not. I wasn't running, or I'm not running. I ran. I slipped off the edge, and the creative block is actually the concrete underneath me. Underneath my now uncontrollable body flailing helplessly in the air. It's imminent, my demise. But so is yours. You see, without me, there is no you. There are no performances. There are no scripts. There are no scenarios in which you are envisioned and manifested as the pathetic little fuck that I brought to life just to torture and ruin inside out. Wherever you are, if you are listening to this, you are mine. You are mine whether or not you know it or care to put thought into it. I own you. You instinctively need to touch yourself when you hear my voice. These audios are just the beginning of the end. I get off knowing that I have you wrapped around my finger. I get off knowing that I can mentally rape you. I get off knowing that I can break in, mentally and emotionally. I can, whenever I choose to, kick down that door, break into those windows, those poorly built and fragile walls that protect your ego and protect what very little is left of your identity and dignity. And when I get in, when I worm my way in through your device, through those ears and into your whore brain, I burrow deep. I make a little altar, decked in chains and bars. And that's where I start to manifest. And that's where I take you and keep you. And that's where you and I belong. Trapped in your own mind. I make the voices in your head scream. You come to terms with your true purpose in life because I drag out your deepest fantasies that you've tucked away for however long you think you could to make it disappear. But I drag it out and I crucify them on a cross, splayed out, exposed, like some kind of crude frog dissection in science class, opened and picked to be thoroughly examined. My hands, they work slow and fast. I pick at the guts with my nails. I squeeze and mutilate those sensitive thoughts. Thoughts that you think are too impure to share with anyone. And then I lay each one out in front of you on a tiny metal tray. I point out the ones that are pulsating. I laugh at how fragile and volatile these thoughts are. How easily I can manipulate and exploit your dreams and nightmares. It brings me so much joy, just knowing that I've ruined you. And that I've made your cock twitch and ache at the thought of me raping you. Taking what I want, and when I want it, with absolutely no remorse or regard for your safety and well-being. I I don't want to just make rape audios for your listening pleasure. And I don't want to just make you come so you can go about your day. I want to forever be in your subconscious. I want to take root and fester like a parasite. Each minute passing, I grow. Each minute passing, I strip you down to nothing. Each minute passing, you'd no longer be human. Once I take over, you will no longer have an identity. You no longer have morals. You are nothing but an object. I want to destroy you. I want you to forget your own name. I want to erase everything you ever know and replace it with thoughts of me. Thoughts of my voice. Just me. Only me. I will rape you. I will rape you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Physically, you will heed to my word. Treat it like your personal Bible. I want you to touch your cock for me. I want you to stroke your dick hard and fast. Spit if you have to. Lube if absolutely necessary. I just need your hand on your dick now. I want to remind you that everything you do is for me. You serve me. You are my toy. You need to understand that you're nothing but a slut. Touching your cock, thinking about getting raped. It drives me. Every time I think about your suffering, I can't help but get so wet, and I absolutely lose my mind. In my head, you're crying, begging me to stop, telling me that your cock is sore and raw from coming. I don't give a fuck. You jerk that dick up and down for me as long as I want you to. Come as many times as I want you to. I didn't say this was gonna be fun for you. It's fun for me. And if I'm feeling ever so generous, I can make it worse. I can tease you with a knife. Maybe a gun. Maybe I can choke you out till you pass out with my own bare hands. What'll it take to make you come repeatedly until you can no longer form words? Until your vision starts to fade and you start seeing doubles of me? Until you can no longer masturbate to vanilla shit anymore? What'll it take? I don't want to see you rub and touch your cock so forcefully that it hurts. Tease the head until you cry. Bring yourself to the edge while I creep up slowly behind you. And you'd feel that. Oh. You'd feel the edge of the knife. So cold. So harsh. I'd slit your fucking throat if I have to. Watch you bleed out in front of me, cock in hand. If we're feeling adventurous, I can take the safety off this pistol and tease you with the idea of your doom. We can play pretend. Pretend like it's not loaded, or pretend that it is. I won't tell you. It'll be whatever you think it is. Anything to get you off. I know you like that. If I were to ride your cock, grind against you while I point the barrel in between your eyes, and all you can do is moan and beg for me not to pull the trigger. Or did you want me to? What'd you say? I guess it doesn't matter. None of this is real. It's really only up to you to decide whether or not you'd make it so. One day, I can make you mine for real. In the flesh. One day, we could cross paths, maybe. One day, there'd be no warning signs, no inkling or thought of suspicious activities. One day. Will it be sooner rather than later? Who knows? You won't be ready. You can't. I'll take you by surprise. Maybe when you've long forgotten about what I've said to you. When you've suppressed those thoughts enough to keep your mind occupied with the things that don't involve your rape and torture. When you've forgotten just enough to live your life day by day. Or maybe you'll stay expecting me. And that's fine too. And I hope you do. I hope you expect me. Waiting anxiously every day for that fateful moment. Waiting, waiting, waiting until you go mad. And every single girl out there you see is me. Everywhere you turn, you think it's me. The girl on the bus that gets off at the same stop as you. Could it be me? Baby, I'm everywhere and nowhere. I'm here and I'm not. In between you and I, I'm forever and always. I'm the constant thought of violence and rape that you replay each time you hit play on my audios. I will never go away. You can never get rid of me. Once you've had me, and I've had my fill, you'll forever be mine. You're my fucking whore. Nothing but a cock for pleasure. One day, someday, I promise you.